Imagine facing a storm and nothing seems to work, like a furnace that won't light no matter what you try. In his frustration, a man began speaking harsh words he would later regret. What happened next changed everything. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Something special is happening on September 23rd, the anniversary of Padre Pio's death. Your prayer intentions will be brought to his tomb in San Giovanni Rotondo and entrusted to his powerful intercession. I'll share how you can take part after our story. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio Crucified by Love by Silvana Cobucci Leite. It's about a man named Michele di Torre Maggiore, a distiller by trade, but unfortunately a man with a terrible habit. He took a twisted pleasure in invoking God's name in vain, hurling insults at the saints, mocking the Pope, and even Padre Pio, who was still alive at the time. But one day, that habit would come to an abrupt and miraculous end. Listen to this. It was December 27th, the feast of Saint John, when a violent storm rolled over the town. Michele was working in the distillery, trying to light the furnace, but nothing was working. No matter what he did, the thing wouldn't start. Frustrated beyond belief, he began shouting curses, blaspheming the saints, and even hurling insults at the living, including the Pope, and yes, even our dear Padre Pio. But then something strange happened. Just as he was shouting Padre Pio's name, Michele suddenly noticed a Capuchin friar standing beside him. The friar greeted him with the following words, "May the peace of the Lord be with you." Michele shouted, "What? Peace? The devil's peace. I've been cursing this damn furnace for days, and you come here talking about peace?" "May peace be with you," the friar repeated. Then, oddly enough, the friar sat down on a nearby crate and asked for a bit of fire, as if to light a cigarette. But Michele couldn't see any cigarettes. This only added fuel to his rage. "Come on then, light it. I'm going crazy here because I can't light my furnace, and you're mocking me." And that's when it all boiled over. Consumed by rage, convinced the friar was mocking him, Michele grabbed a pitchfork and raised it threateningly, shouting, "So, are you like that damned Padre Pio with his so-called miracles?" In response, the friar struck his chest forcefully and declared, "I am Padre Pio." At that very moment, the furnace erupted into a massive flame. Michele was so overwhelmed, he fainted. When he came to, Padre Pio was still there, smiling. He called him by name and said, "Do not be afraid. Learn to trust in God. And from now on, no more blasphemy." From that day forward, Michele never uttered another blasphemy. Instead, he became a devoted admirer of the very friar he once mocked. End of story. Now, the Catechism is very clear when it comes to blasphemy. It falls under the second commandment, "You shall not invoke the name of the Lord your God in vain." The Church teaches that blasphemy, whether against God, Jesus Christ, Our Lady, or any of the saints, is a grave sin. Living in Canada, I don't recall hearing people use God's name or the saints and they're cursing all that often. So I know this next bit might not apply as much to English-speaking countries, but it's worth saying anyway. What can you do if someone around you blasphemes or uses God's name in vain? Well, according to a priest's advice on the matter, it's best not to respond with scolding or threats of hell. Instead, try to share what your faith means to you. Speak about the love Jesus has for us. And if that doesn't work, don't get angry. Pray for the person just as Jesus prayed for his prosecutors. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, as promised, if you'd like your intentions placed at Padre Pio's tomb on his feast day, just click the link in the description below. Your petitions will be personally delivered to San Giovanni Rotondo, an opportunity to place your prayers in the hands of a powerful intercessor. Don't let it pass you by. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.